UN Women promotes the women's leadership and representation in all the branches of the state, because it really generates, first of all, more equality and equity within the institutions, but also because it brings the diversity of perspectives and knowledge about how the institutions and the public life affect women. In the case of the judiciary, it is really one of the systems globally and internationally with the least number of women in high-level representation, and this affects the quality of the judiciary. Colombia is doing an effort to increase the number of women, but not only that, it's also doing an effort to ensure that the judicial work is actually responsive to gender equality and women's rights. And for that, one aspect or one indicator is increasing the number of women, but it also includes a very robust and effective justice system that ensures access to justice by women.
Can you explain the situation of women's rights in Colombia?
Colombia has made notable progress on the recognition of women's rights. It has ratified all the international conventions on women's rights, and it has developed a very robust normative and legal framework for advancing gender equality. However, the data still indicate that although there has been notable progress in terms of women political representation and participation, in terms of access by women and girls to the formal education, and even in terms of access to the employment, to the employment, the gaps still remain very visibly. And I'll give you just a couple of examples. In the case of women's participation in politics, it was only in the last elections to the Congress that women reached 22% of representation in the Congress. Before that, the 4 years in advance, it didn't reach the 15%. So the progress is happening, but it's very slow and very uneven.
In terms of political representation, how does UN Women encourage local women to represent themselves to the public?
First of all, we've been working with the political parties through an inter-party table that exists in Colombia to ensure that parties actually apply the law. Because there is a law in Colombia that enforces that political parties should ensure that they have internal policies to promote gender equality and parity, that there are specific directives within the parties to enable women to have political participation opportunities, and that women receive certain trainings. Secondly, we work with women in the Congress, and this is very important because it is really these women, these politicians, who have moved a lot of the normative and legislative agenda on women's rights in Colombia, and we work with them in terms of bringing international standards to the work of the Gender Caucus of the Congress, but also in terms of providing technical inputs anytime that women from the Congress require any particular support. Thirdly, and very importantly, we work directly with women from civil society and women from communities of different parts of the country, enabling access to them or for them to specific resources on political exercise. So we provide training, we bring international experiences or experiences from the region of Latin America, and we make sure that they have a political agenda that has access to all the knowledge on women's human rights.
Has there been an increase in interest from women in civil society to engage in political career?
Yes, we can say that there is, and in fact, we also saw an increase in terms of women's representation in the last local elections. It increased from 12 to 15% representation. It's not a lot, but it's 3 points for a process that requires, you know, a lot of effort. And something that these women who are increasing their engagement have been telling us is that, in fact, local politics are extremely difficult for women, because also of the gender stereotypes in terms of what women should be doing and what women should not be doing. And for many of these regions, there is still this culture of considering that women is not for the public life. So women face a lot of discrimination within the political system, and it's something that could be coming to political violence, and we need to make sure that we address these structural issues.